Sunday of Advent. The epistle of today is taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, knowing that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believe. The night is past and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel is taken from St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves. Men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. And he spoke to the multitude, see the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. I mean, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And the words of the most holy gospel. And the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, this is the first Sunday of the liturgical year. And St. Gregory tells us that the Gospel of today, our Lord first rebuke the reprobate by showing to them the wonders that is going to happen to the world, the distress of nature and of the nations. And after that, our Lord console the elect. It's two parts. So St. Augustine explains that the church is the sea, the moon, and the stars, to whom it was said, fair as the moon, elect as the sun. And she will then not be seen for the unbounded rage of the persecution of the persecutors. She will then not be seen for the unbounded rage of the persecutors. So St. Augustine is referring to the gospel also, meaning that the faith, the church, will be in eclipse. An eclipse will not be seen, will be apostasy. The persecutors will be everywhere and in many ways persecuting. And the sun, we know, is shining forth, is the divinity, our Lord, the truth. The moon, our Lady. The stars, the daughters of the church, one in interpretations. So St. Gregory in the Great, he continues, he says, when the sufferings of the world multiply, lift up your heads, that is, rejoice your hearts. To lift up our heads is to raise up our minds to the joys of the heavenly country. So it's a great message of consolation, of peace and hope. There is like seven times hope mentioned. Hope mentioned in the liturgy of today. So our Lord wants to tell us that all these signs, when you see all the signs of the faith being diminished considerably, when you see persecution, you see distress, sufferings, rejoice. You know, this is a great parallel with the Beatitudes. When our Lord said, if you are persecuted for my own sake, rejoice, because your reward will be great. So this is an invitation of our Lord, because Christmas now is the preparation for Christmas, but also for the second coming of our Lord, also preparation for our death. So it's time of hope. Precisely is what we need the most, what people need the most. Living faith, fidelity to the faith engenders hope. And this is exactly what the people know and needs. And St. Gregory says the following: from the fall of the world, the kingdom of God is known to be at hand. Beautiful. Because those who have not the faith, they place the heart on earth, on the things of this earth. We know that now the people is doing compromises with the world, with the new world order, in order to win something, in order to keep something from this world. And it's on the opposite. It should be done. When you see that the world is going further and further from that, and you see the world is evil, more evil around it everywhere, so that is an announcement of the fall of the world, and therefore the coming of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's precisely a sign of victory. It's coming on the horizon, a great victory. This is the Advent. The great joys of Christmas and being prepared because the promise of our Lord, our great hope, our Lord promises that we shall not be tempted beyond our strength, that He will pay 100-fold to those who are faithful on earth to Him, those who profess publicly when we profess before men our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord promised 100-fold on earth and life everlasting. Those promises. And St. Ambrose says the following: our Lord hastens to reward faith and to bring to an end sinning. Yes, our Lord is looking forward. Yes, to reward our fidelity to faith, our steadfastness. This is why it's very important to encourage each other, especially our families, whoever is on our way, to have hope. What people need to hear now. The easiest to have hope, at least the Blessed Virgin Mary, her tenderness, her sweetness, her merciful maternal care upon us, to encourage them to do their consecration, to be sorry for the sins, for the offense against Mary also, to console Mary, to practice toward her the consoling of the sorrowing. You have to look for this great means to encourage people. People need to be encouraged. So you need a great deal of faith to be peace in these moments, and especially what people doesn't have. As to so many compromises with the world, with the new world order, as to so many infidelities at all levels, especially what people losing is hope. This is why it's our turn to help them out. So St. Paul, in this epistle of today, you see our St. Paul emphasize that we need a redemption. In many ways, we expect our Redeemer, the birth of our Holy Redeemer on Christmas. We expect our Lord to come in power and majesty. But we need to be redeemed. So it's why we want Him to come. So each one of us needs our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So let's see what St. Paul says. So we need redemption from the world, from the attachment for the world. We need redemption for our flesh, for our selfishness, inclinations, evil habits, inclinations to evil, to worldly things. Also, we have difficulties to be good, dependency to grace, to the call of grace. Also, we have an horror to do sacrifices. Human respect conquers us very easily. So we have this tendency to compromise, you know, with ourselves, with the world. So we are not exempt from this needs, the great needs of mercy, of hope, and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's why we have to strengthen our faith, our hope, and to expect from our Lord everything, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This redemption, with great expectation. In this moment, and also so that we may persevere to the end. So, I think we must do more acts of hope than before, much more. So in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to increase that trusting in our Lord and our Lady. With ejaculatory prayers, especially, no? Especially when we suffer, we see something is a great cross, we have to tell them, Lord, help me, and Lord, I trust in thee. Lord, come in our aid, our help. So how many chains, many attachments? So we need our Lord and His grace. And our Lord is going to come in Christmas, very soon in His kingdom. Maybe soon we might die and see our Lord finally. So we expect our Lord coming as a good shepherd. Huh? The one who has loved us with everlasting love. He's coming. The infinite love of God who has redeemed us on the cross. He's coming on Christmas, He's coming soon to judge living and the death. It's a great, so our faith tells us with a great shining light it's time to rejoice also. Yeah? It's time to rejoice. To hope all things from Him. But remembering that the treasures of redemption are placed in Mary. That is explicit the request of our Lord that we find Him and His treasures, His graces in Mary. So in Fatima, console Mary, repair her immaculate heart, pray many rosaries, stay next to her in devotion. Constant devotion, this powerful devotion, because the treasures are taken from Mary directly, from the source of graces. God had given Mary being the source of graces for us. So pursue this our redemption in Mary, working hard and hoping hard. So this is why St. Paul says it's time to wake up. So it's so much evil and so much goodness being offered to us and so much expectation of great things coming up. but it's not time to rest. It's not time to have an easy life, to think in this world, to think in ourselves. No, it's not. On the contrary, it's time to do as somebody does when he's at war. When somebody's at war, he tries to be in a fit manner. He doesn't think about the world, about bringing things even. He's just there for to fight and to be at the service of the army, as a general. He's only worried to have his weapons arranged and working well. And because it's coming, it's so much evil, and our Lord will be with us fighting, that we have to be fit, we have to be faithful, we have to be obedient, humble, at the service of our Lord. And at the same time, very watchful and prayerful. So it's time to increase. So that has to be clear for us. It's time to increase prayer, watchfulness, penance, joyful, being hopeful, being charitable towards the others, towards God. So I told you last Sunday, things are not the same. Now it's more different than 3 years ago. So things have changed more intensely, more intense evil, but more intense graces available. We must change to be more alert, watchfulness and prayerful, more faithful than before. So it's time of hope, but also time of fighting. We have to purify our intentions, to increase our prayer life, penance, zeal for the salvation of souls, increase generosity. St. Paul says to put on Christ, what he said at the epistle of today, means that we want to live the very life of Christ, the very life of Mary, to have heaven on earth in advance. This is life, this is heaven, to live the life of God, and to enjoy the life of God, which in this moment is the cross, is Calvary, carrying the cross. He wants to be our very life, and to love those who whatever God loves, we love also. So it means to live the life of God. We hate what our Lord hates, and we love what our Lord loves. That is easier to understand with Mary. To hate what Mary hates, sin, the devil, the worldly things. And to love what Mary loves, our Lord Jesus Christ and the neighbor, and salvation of souls, sanctification of souls. To do what they did, what they have been doing constantly, to imitate them. This is why, again, I will keep insisting, I think next months and years, in order to live in Christ, in Mary, we have to face the reality that so much evil resembles to us the situation of the church as the situation of Good Friday and Holy Saturday, when our Lord was taken out, was put to death. It was a big, great darkness. And the only safeguard was the Blessed Virgin Mary, the only who kept the faith completely alive, you know. And the sign of hope was Our Lady. You see, she's there between heaven and darkness. Darkness and heaven, the curtains of heaven, the brightness of the different grace, in fullness of grace in Mary. But we are in darkness, no doubt about that. So the gospel is fulfilled. Heavens are shaken. The sun is dark, darkness is dark, and the moon is not shining anymore. Stars are falling down from the sky, which is the faith, the great wise bishops and doctors are falling down. We have seen that again and again. So it's our refuge, Mary. To live the life of Christ on earth in darkness is to to live with Mary, to live with her. So remember, by repairing Mary, by consoling Mary, by living in Mary with Mary, and serving Mary is how we will be getting our graces. Our Lord said, the measure by which you give, the same measure with which you give, will be given to you, unto you. That applies mainly to Mary. If we are just at the service of our dear Mother, God will be helping us in everything, giving us all that we need, completely. Because God is no overcoming generosity. If we just do for Mary what we are supposed to do, our duties to Mary, our Lord is going to give us a hundredfold, completely, more than that, more than we expect. It's time to Mary. It's the moment of Mary. It's time of Mary. Focus on Mary. More than ever, we have to increase that also. It's obligatory to increase our devotion to Mary. Remember, Saint Bernard says, "De Maria nunquam satis." So, about Mary, we never shall say enough. We never will do enough. We never will think enough. We never will pray enough. We never will serve enough, Mary. Never. We have to do more and more and more and more and more. The more we can. Just think about that. If we are the nearer we be to Mary, the nearer we be to grace, and therefore to salvation for us and for many. Very simple to understand that. Especially for children, they understand that very well. So let's have this great joy. Rejoice in the midst of persecution, our Lord said. Rejoice is very near, it's nearby. You have to endure a little bit, just a little bit, endurance. This is why it's time to wake up and to stir up all the gifts, all the faith, all the hope that we have received, whatever gifts we have received from God, and to use it, to fructify it. Because it's evil times, so evil times we have to do it. Our Lord expects from very weak resources, human resources, just through little fidelity, he's going to resurrect. What was lost, to restore what is lost. No? Exactly as I was said in Good Saturday, remember? The apostles hidden, disciples flee, many. Judas hung up himself. Only with Our Lady was St. John. And even St. John had no strong faith in that moment. But he knew that he had to be with Mary, and was his strength to be with Mary, the holy women, the great, very valiant attitude of Saint Joseph of Arimathea, the great Nicodemus also, finally, at the last hour he came out from the hidden place and was seen helping out the public, but very few, even between the apostles, among the apostles. So this is why let's use these lights that we have received from our Lord since the great apparitions of Our Lady, especially Fatima, and to be more concerned about that, more focus on placing around Mary, serving her and being at her foot to endure this darkness. With a great joy and a great peace of mind and soul. When I find someone who knows, amen.